God's month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. This year, the spring of nature has coincided with the spring of Quran, the blessed month of Ramadan. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says, three times are the time of answering of prayer. After every ritual obligatory prayer, at the time of raining, and when God shows one of his signs to his servants. Sign is something which shows the way and guides us to a goal. So, anything that shows us the greatness and glory of God is his sign. Is there a sign clearer than Ramadan? God has chosen this month, among his times, to send down his last book and to speak to his servants. Is there a juncture better than this for praying and supplication? With the start of the blessed month of Ramadan, the gates of heavens are open and the rain of divine mercy falls on the faithful. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, prayer is the key to the divine mercy and the light in darkness. Let us take the opportunity and from the very first day of Ramadan appeal to God to remove darkness from our hearts. As long as darkness dominates the heart, there won't be a room for God's mercy and forgiveness. But everything has its special manners. The first manner for praying is to be clean. Thus, it has been emphasized to perform ritual ablution before praying. Imam Ali, peace upon him, has also said, whenever there is a great and hard work, perform ritual ablution and then raise your hands for prayer. The second manner for prayer is to start it in the name of Allah. It has been narrated from the Prophet of Islam that he said, when a servant says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, God the Exalted says, my servant started in my name, so it is upon me to accomplish his affairs and bless him in every state. The third manner for prayer is to praise God. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says, the demand which is not preceded by God's praise will not end anywhere. These manners have been observed by Prophet Muhammad and the infallible imams of his progeny, blessings of God upon them. The ulama throughout history have also observed these manners. Dua means prayer and supplication in Arabic. Dua Abu Hamza Somali, Dua Sahar, and the daily dua for each day of the blessed month of Ramadan are among the prayers and supplications which are highly recommended to recite in this month. All of these prayers contain beautiful and profound points. Another famous supplication in this month is Dua Iftitah, which contains lofty concepts, and according to a narration, the Imam of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, had taught it to his second special representative, Muhammad bin Usman, and the latter published it for all believers. Du'a Iftitah is recited in the nights of this blessed month. Like many other supplications, it begins with praising God. It begins in this way. O Allah, indeed I start eulogy with your praise, while you have had favor on me to guide me toward correctness and piety. In this part of the supplication, the servant's ability to praise God has been considered as a success and help from Allah. In fact, from the very beginning, the servant admits that any praise begins with praising God, and this praise stems from his attention to his servants. Were there not God's favor, nobody could praise him. Therefore, whatever anyone has is granted by God. Any perfection that we have attained has been accomplished with God's permission. Whatever righteous deed that we do is a favor from God. The next part of Iftitah supplication reads, I know it with certainty that you are the most merciful of the merciful in the position of pardoning and mercy, and the harshest of punishers in the position of punishment, and the greatest of rulers in the position of majesty and greatness. Here the servant says that whenever he calls God, he is filled with certainty. He is sure that God's mercy is above all the merciful in the world. On one hand, when he demonstrates his love, it surpasses the love of a mother. On the other hand, if he is to punish someone, he is the most severe one. Dear friends, the righteous can never be placed with the evildoers. God has promised that these two groups are not the same. So, how will be the fate of the oppressors and arrogant rulers of the past, like the Pharaoh and Nimrod, and the devilish persons of the modern world, like the US and Israeli criminals, whose only function is to mass murder innocent people everywhere in the world? God's justice will surely determine the harshest punishment for such people.